two senior executives at the University of the South Pacific could face censure and possible disciplinary action from the institution's governing body. Pro-Chancellor Winston Thompson and Chair of the Audit and Risk Committee, Mahmoud Khan, have been accused of undermining the USP Council and its authority. Last week, the USP Chancellor, Nauru President Lionel Agnemer, called for a special council meeting to consider measures against both men. Christine Ravoy has more.
In a press conference on the 11th of September, Winston Thompson had said he accepted the council's decision to exonerate Vice-Chancellor Professor Paul Alwalia. But he has since claimed there is a disconnect between the council and the university management. Both Mr. Thompson and Mahmoud Khan had accused Professor Alwalia of malpractice. But Mr. Thompson also claims the university has been besotted by a continuing crisis in governance since January last year.
The management is not fulfilling its responsibilities to the governing body. And this is causing consequential strains and has obviously a negative impact on the reputation of the university.
Mr. Khan says he's not happy at the decision by the council to exonerate Professor Alwalia, and he wants an independent investigation into the allegations against the Vice-Chancellor.
They form their own committee, not independent, but of their own members, and start an investigation. I don't know what the result of this 3 or 6 member team that they had appointed came up with.
But President Agnemer has accused both men of campaigning to remove the Canadian academic since the professor's appointment last year. In June, Professor Alwalia, who is also university president, was suspended by the executive committee led by Mr. Thompson. But the Canadian-born academic was reinstated after weeks of protests by students and staff when the University Council, which includes most of the region's governments, ruled due process had not been followed. The USP staff union's Lima Finiasi says the decision by the council has put an end to what he described as an 18-month witch hunt by Mr. Thompson and the executive committee.
Professor can go back to what he is hired to do, that's to lead USP. We believe that during this time he was not able to pursue what exactly the university wanted him as the VC, because most of the time he's trying to defend himself, so now he can be allowed to carry on his work. So we're looking forward to Professor Alwalia carrying the university forward.
Professor Alwalia says it had been a difficult and challenging time. But now he says he's moving forward to ensure students are able to get the best possible education.
I'm really pleased, first of all, to be exonerated. I am a person of faith, and I think that's what's got me through since January 2019. Of course, it's been something that difficult that I've had to bear this additional burden defending myself at a time when my tension and everything should be focused on building a strong and resilient university, especially given the challenges of COVID.
The convening of the special council meeting is being supported by the Marshall Islands, Tuvalu, Tonga, New Zealand, Australia, Professor Alwalia, USP Senate Representative Professor Surendra Prasad, USP Staff Representative Dr. Robin Harvea, co-opted member Semi Tukana, and student representatives Joseph Sua and Viliame Naulivo. Under the USP Council rules, the meeting has to be convened before the 28th of September. Ko Christine Ravoy, aho.